Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the pig pen in western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Well, my friends, and welcome to the podcast. This is Darren Hayes from PigskinDispatch.com, and today we're going to go over September 8th's events in history and recap all of the chronicled history of football. Let's get right at it. September 8th, 1946, the San Francisco 49ers make their debut in regular season professional football as they play the New York Yankees in an AAFC tilt. The Yanks win 21-7. A few decades later, 2002, the Houston Texans play their inaugural game in the NFL, and the club becomes only the second expansion team in history to win their very first regular season game in the league. The other was the Minnesota Vikings in 1961. In the game, rookie quarterback David Carr lights up the Dallas Cowboys defense for two scores to put the Texans over the Cowboys 19-10 in this battle for Texas pride. Now let's cover some other events in history on this September 8th, and that's of the birthday variety of some very famous people in the game of football. We had September 8th, 1904, Mortimer Bud Sprague, who was a former tackle of the University of Texas in 1922 through the 1924 seasons, and he later transferred to the United States Military Academy to play out the rest of his college eligibility for the Black Knights of Army. With some help of college eligibility rules of the area, Bud lettered in the sport of football an amazing six times, twice at Texas and four times with Army. He was an All-American in the 1926 and 27 seasons and became the captain of the Army team in 1928. Bud Sprague was enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame in the entry class of 1970. We invite you to check out our website, PigskinDispatch.com, to not only see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskin Dispatch is in the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Pigskin Dispatch is also happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com. And now we return to remembering the anniversaries of birth of our great football legends over time. This September 8th in 1912, Bob Bones Hamilton, the former Stanford halfback that the College Football Hall of Fame placed in the rooms of honor in 1972. After college, Hamilton entered into Major League Baseball as he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers, never entering football's professional ranks. 1945, the great Lem Barney was born. He was a cornerback out of Jackson State University. The 6-foot, 188-pound defensive back was a three-time All-Conference player in the Southwestern Conference during college, but was still relatively unknown when the Detroit Lions drafted him in the second round in the 1967 NFL Draft. Lem started off his professional career in spectacular style. In a quote from Barney on the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website, the defender described his first play in the NFL as, "I dove and intercepted it, and I did a forward shoulder roll, got up and ran in the end zone, I think 24 yards. And I said, man, this is going to be easy. He He sure made it look easy as he made the Pro Bowl as a rookie and was the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. Not only did the speedster play the corner, but he also was an excellent kick returner and his team's emergency punter. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Blim Barney in the class of 1992. We roll up to our next birthday on September 8, 1952. Anthony Davis was born. He was an amazing running back that played ball for Southern California, and the College Football Hall of Fame enshrined Davis in the 2005 induction class. During his years at USC, he also was a standout baseball player. In fact, as a Trojan, Davis won 5 national championships, 2 in football and 3 with the baseball squad. Davis led the USA team in rushing, scoring, and kick returns in 3 consecutive seasons. Anthony was also the one that scored 11 touchdowns in his college career against the rival Notre Dame Fighting Irish. In fact, in a game between the two schools played on December 2, 1972, Davis scored 6 times to lead the Trojans to a 45-23 thumping of the Irish. No other player in history except for Davis has scored 6 touchdowns in one game. His professional career has a long resume as Davis played in the World Football League, the CFL, the NFL, and later in the NFL. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network, and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.